Adrian Barta, a plant pest and disease specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, says that last year many growers were caught off guard when the disease late blight arrived in the state. Late blight is known most notoriously as the disease behind the Irish potato famine of the 1850s. Barta says a new strain of late blight destroyed tens of thousands of tomato plants in Wisconsin last year. He says late blight is quickly spread as spores become airborne, traveling great distances, which is why Barta is concerned by news from nearby states.
We have reports in Ohio and Michigan and Manitoba, and now I just see North Dakota. So the disease is pretty much surrounding us. We have not yet confirmed it in the field in Wisconsin this year, but certainly the environmental conditions are right for it to occur.
Amanda Gevins, a UW Extension plant pathologist of vegetables and potatoes, says that because the conditions are ripe for late blight's return, it's crucial that gardeners and commercial growers be vigilant.
The more frequently you look at your plant thoroughly, the better. If you find and identify the symptoms of late blight early, you can help control it within the region.
Gevin says the symptoms include water-soaked lesions or spots on the plant and dark spots on the fruit. To prevent late blight, both DATCAP's Barta and UW's Gevin's recommend fungicide application now. Both organic and conventional options are available. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.